I have this spiritual malady. And as long as I am disconnected from this source of power, I will always have these feelings of restless irritability and discontent. And eventually, left unchecked, without a proper solution to this problem, this spiritual, physical, and mental dilemma that I've described, my mind will always go back to what it knows works. It will succumb to the desire again and take me out on a spree. And my God, I've lived it. And a lot of people I've met in AA have lived this. And you can't get off the wheel. And you're dying from it. And there's tons and tons of frothy emotional appeal. And I know it's all true. I know I'm breaking her heart. I know I once upon a time had potential. I get it. But I can't stop. The best of intentions, pledges, oaths, I mean them. I'd pass a lie detector test, and yet it just doesn't happen. So that's my problem. That's what's going on. And when that lady back at that party had asked me, you know, what was the matter with me that night, I didn't know any of that. I just knew that there was something horribly wrong. There was a blackness in my soul that I could not seem to shake. So I did what we do. I became convinced that I'm sure if I change my environment, somehow that will magically fix this. I'm sure if I shift my life. And so for me, that was getting out of high school and going to college. College was going to be all different now. I wasn't going to worry so much about what everyone thought of me, because that was another Achilles heel of mine, is that I am always so concerned with what everyone thinks of me. Did these lights just get brighter? They did? Thank you for saying that. As I was talking, I'm like, I'm having some kind of weird seizure. And there's a couple things I want to say before I pass out, so should I jump ahead or roll the dice with God? You think that's bad? Last month I was talking in Washington, Yakima, Washington, and they do a slideshow of all the members of that year that have passed away. Yeah, I know. And then at the last one it ended with was Javi of Fargo, and I'm like, okay, apparently I'm dead, and some kind of a weird sixth sense thing going on. Anyway, God, I forgot where I was again. Don't you hate having to sit up here during the speaker? I'm so self-centered. I always am like, oh God, now everyone's gonna be watching me for my reaction. If I'm not laughing enough, people are gonna think I'm in a mood. I remember my sponsor, he's like, good God, your self-centeredness knows no depths. He's like, you're the type of guy, if you were on the stage with the president, you were like, hey, everybody's seeing me with the president, right? And he's like, nobody's thinking that. They're just like, there's the president. They're not like, wow, the president and Jeff are standing on the stage. Really? That was like an eye-opening experience for me. Oh, college. Yeah, let's not forget college. Spent a lot of time there. So I was in college and changing things around, and it doesn't change. It doesn't change because I bring myself with. And no matter where I go, no matter what I do, ultimately, of course, there I am. And I am the problem. I've always been the problem. And so I spent my first year goofing around, came back my second year, still a freshman. And this time it was, you know, buckle down time. It was all going to come together. And I made this oath to everyone and to myself that I was going to take it serious. And one of the things I decided to do was not drink. And now, I don't deal well with peer pressure. Many of us don't. And I was sitting in my room one night, and some people peer pressured me to drink in ways that I could not combat. They walked by my door and said, hey, we're going drinking. You want to go? Yep. And book tells me I have no effective mental defense against the first drink. I don't even have a mental hesitation, right? I just go. Because that's what I hear from people. Hey, do you want to belong to something? Yes. And this time it won't get me. Went into this party time permit. What hell time did I start? What time did I actually get up? 8:30. Wow, I got up at 8:30. I don't start talking for 40 minutes then, apparently. all right, we'll figure it out. Now I'm lost again. Where was I? I'm in college? Am I in college? When in doubt, I should do college, because I spent a vast majority of my life farting around there, trying to become a sophomore. anyway.